Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, welcome back to Shit Show Saturday. We have Faith. Do you know when you join the community, when you join Patreon?
It had to have been, gosh, maybe around October-ish or the end of the year of 21.
Wow.
That's a guess, but.
Wow, you're a really long timer.
I was before the Mighty.
Oh, yeah. But that's really long. Thanks, Faith.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, so if you want to change your song, you can, but you can keep your song. I just am giving you the opportunity.
No, I like my choice. I think it was good.
Okay. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Hamburgers.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Bagels or muffins?
Bagels, definitely.
And then tacos or sushi?
Oh, that is so hard. Why can't I have both? Tacos.
Tacos. Okay. Yeah. So paint the picture of what life was like when you initially joined.
When I first joined, I reached a point in my life where nothing was manageable. I realized that who I was married to, I didn't know who I was, I didn't know. And I could see that my kids were definitely suffering the effects of my own dysfunction, where I thought I had done everything right because I married somebody that didn't have a problem with drinking. Mm-hmm. And it came as a shock to me after like 15 years of marriage that my life was not recognizable.
Were you already separated at that point?
I had at that point been trying to get things in the works to get a divorce, but it was a complicated, many years long process. So I would not say we were separated. We were still going to counseling and whatnot.
Still living under the same roof?
Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And you told this story, obviously, the first time, but what was the unfolding like for you as far as when the first light bulb came on that, like, I need to get out of this? Before you were able to make like significant action in separating?
It took about 9 months. Yeah.
And it's not been an easy road. Why don't you talk about just how it all went down?
So the first thing I did was join the support group, joined an in-person support group for adult children and got myself into therapy.
Mm-hmm. IFS then, or did you not do that till later?
I started IFS then.
Oh, wow. So yeah. That was before we really started talking about it. How did you learn about it?
You know, I fell on it because I realized all of my problems were due to trauma. So mm-hmm. I looked specifically for a therapist that dealt with trauma. I was looking for somebody who did EMDR because I've heard of that. And this therapist actually introduced me to the whole idea of IFS and felt like that would be the way to go. So
interesting.
Yeah, that was an amazing journey into like self-forgiveness, self-compassion. So the first thing I did was start building my support system. And even then it was a very difficult road because I was married to somebody who suffers with like high narcissistic traits, and he was saying words like he was going to change, saying words like he wanted to work it out in therapy, and then doing actions like going and sleeping with other women. So, and then right from the start, right when I told him that I wanted a divorce and we needed to change, then he started a campaign like to smear me to my children and tell them that he didn't know why I was doing this and how I could do this to our family. And, you know, this was my fault.
And then when was the divorce finalized?
It was actually finalized in technically December of 22, but he fought me until May of 24 to get more money.
So I was just so impressed in how you parented throughout all of it, because I know that there were obviously attempts at like parental alienation. And how did you navigate all of that? Just talk about what was helpful or what was hard.
It was extremely hard to hear my ex yelling at me through my kids, like to hear my ex's words being screamed at me by my children. And I listened to some high conflict, like co-parenting podcasts, did some research and some work into that. And if they would say he would say something, denying it would put them right in the middle. So I couldn't really defend myself because that would put them in such a tough situation. And I had to realize that they were suffering here more than me because they were being told that like their primary caregiver wasn't taking very good care of them and wasn't capable of being a good mother. So I can't imagine the confusion that they were going through. So what I had to do was just be a calm presence. Like when I finally, it took me so long to realize that my ex was not going to change, not for his kids, not for me, not for the foreseeable future. I realized that like I was the one shot to give my kids a chance at having one healthy parent. So I had to really dig into my ACA work. I had to really lean on community. I had to really work on my therapy and work on me and just be the best support I could for my kids. It's hard.
And how did you navigate communicating with him? Like, at a certain point, did you only communicate with him via text? Did you guys have that like app system where you would only it would only be supervised or what?
Now we have an app. That was kind of part of the fight and part of the end deal in May, that we would have a court-approved app. So that is what we use.
I don't even understand how that is a battle at all. Like, you would just think that it should just be mandatory. You know?
Yes. Yeah. He did not want that because it was, I'm assuming, because it was a court-approved app.
Yeah, obviously. And then it was at a point where your daughters were kind of split, and it seemed like that was impacting their relationship.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's something that they do is just try to divide and try to cause conflict. And I mean, they are teenagers and they did a lot of this work that they shouldn't have had to do themselves, to keep their relationship. But also, with my support, and my oldest has been to therapy since she was 8 years old, they're able to keep their relationship. And also recognize that they each have a different relationship with each of their parents. And my oldest even recognizes that she has a, or she doesn't, is not going to have a great relationship with her dad, and supports my youngest in actually having a better relationship if they can with him.
With him, yeah.
So, yeah, they're amazing kids. And they've done a lot of great work.
Were
And
they reluctant to go to therapy?
my oldest had to because of fights with her dad and the way that he treated her as opposed to her sibling. She ended up going to the ho like being hospitalized for suicidal ideation twice. So ever since that first one, when she was 8 years old, she has had to go to therapy. Yeah.
I can't imagine dealing with that as a mom, just how powerless you must feel, must have felt.
That was the scariest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to hear more about your IFS work. You've been doing it for quite a long time. What would you say were some significant parts that you connected with or highlights from doing that type of therapy? Did it come
I
naturally to you?
What's that?
Did it come
Naturally?
naturally to you?
Not at first, no. And then I think once I really got into it, like I really got into it. And also, this therapy, like she does somatic healing. So it's like she gets you very relaxed first. Like you could do yoga poses. She has weights. She has, like different.
Lucked out.
Yeah, yes. So it was really just really amazing, like a very good environment. But at first, like I went in and I was like, okay, so I'm gonna go in and tell my parts, to like sit down, shut up, get it right, because you are getting in the way of my healings. Imagine my surprise when she was like, oh, you should thank that part for what it's doing for you. I was like, wait, what? Getting in my way. Yeah. But then it became very natural. Like I would, just sit down and just immediately be relaxed and realizing like what part was trying to connect. So like the more you do it, the more you do it.
And what were some of the big parts that you had to work through, or a challenging one to connect with?
Well, actually, what gets in the way is when I have a part that needs attention, I still, on occasion, will have like maybe two or three parts that are like, that part doesn't deserve attention because that part. So I have like the parts that are kind of keeping other parts down from self energy. And I have to really sort through those. And we spend a lot of time doing that. It probably is more teenagers that are like, no, don't listen to those young parts. They don't even know what they're saying or doing. Yeah. So it's still a struggle. Yeah.
I just think about how weird I thought all of this was when
Yeah.
I first learned about it. But
Right. Yes.
really seems to be like the most effective. It really does.
Yes,
Have you
yeah.
ever looked at the have you ever seen, it's called, I think it's by Michelle Glass. Jesse told me about it. It's like the Daily Parts meditation something.
Oh, no, I have not. That
Yeah,
would
it's
be.
a daily parts meditation practice, I think is what it's called. But I remember like when he first joined the group, and I remember him talking about how he had these cards like for his parts, and I didn't understand any of it or whatever. I was thinking it
Yeah.
like Pokemon cards or something.
Yes. Oh.
Do yours have names? Did they tell you names?
We have, yes. So like I have named some of them because a lot of times, like my whole life, I have like this protective shell on my back, and like my back is very stiff and very hard. And it's also a healthcare worker thing, but yeah, like my back, especially my upper back, and like this part came out as like almost like a backpack. And I was like, oh, well, this is badass bitch. And she says she needs to protect me. So,
And
yes.
how do you experience it? Is it visual for you? Do you hear, or is it more of a felt sense, or how do your parts communicate?
It's more of a felt sense, but then all. I feel like my parts, like I feel a little crazy talking about it, but I feel like my parts give me visualizations as well. So, like I had the, I could feel my back, but I got the visualization of like a backpack or like a shield on my back or yeah.
Okay, shit show dudes, you can tune out. This is for my fellow shit show ladies. Are you going through perimenopause or menopause? I'm not quite there yet, but I know that I have plenty to look forward to. Feeling like a wet sock driving down the highway, night sweats, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, bloating, gas. Man, can't wait for this shit. Now, if that is applicable to you, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. So, Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 fucking seconds, okay? Now, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. Now, for my younger shit show women like myself, if you struggle from that vicious week before your period, you want to crawl out of your skin, experience cravings, want to eat eat everything in the damn house, you feel a little bit down or off, well, Happy Mammoth also has a product for you to make it easier to manage your PMS with their Estro Control. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ADULTCHILD at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ADULTCHILD for 15% off today.
So since we first chatted, and as you've been going through all of this, has there been any new insights in the ways in which your childhood has impacted you, or just viewing your childhood in a different light?
I feel like I went into this knowing that that my childhood was the whole thing, right? Like it was that it was everything. But I didn't realize like that once I started healing, that like my mom would start healing, or my relationship with my sister would be more manageable, or that, okay, I didn't know that my kids would start healing, because when my mom went into AA, I knew that I was an adult and I knew that I started healing. So I didn't realize it would go backwards as well as forwards, the healing.
Yeah. So your mom, did she start Al-Anon once too, or she was already, I don't know.
She was in AA. She did recommend Al-Anon to me.
Okay. That's
And I did go a little bit, but that it wasn't quite it.
Yeah. And so what has your relationship, how has that transformed?
The way that my mom communicates, like in the past, it was a lot more passive aggressive, mm-hmm. and she couldn't just speak plainly about her feelings, or when she was worried. And I started figuring out how to communicate, like what I needed from the relationship and how to communicate if we were going to continue to have, you know, conversations that weren't just surface level.
Mm-hmm.
And then she really appreciated that.
And then what do things look like with your sister?
My sister is like, I'm not going to therapy. I don't need it. And I don't have time for that. And, you know, I'm not going to go to ACA or Al-Anon or anything like that. And she's always kind of been like, she's my older sister. So she's always kind of been like, after everything I've done for you, it's like, you owe me this and I'm your sister. So our relationship should be like this, and getting offended when it's not.
Yeah.
But my sister, we actually, she was getting passive aggressive about just like a lunch date. And she was like, well, I guess you guys can just go without me, because I would never go to that place. Or and I was like, okay, okay, we will, if that's what you want, sure. And then, you know, of course she got mad, because that's not what she wanted. And she's used to everybody just scrambling towards her needs and not making her upset, not making her mad. Kind of stood my ground on that, and she came around and was like, oh man, I'm sorry, I should have used my words. Instead of throwing a fit, I was like, yeah, you could have just said this and this and this. And she was like, yeah, I'll use my words next time. And I was like, oh my goodness.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what is something that get you really flustered in the past that now you're able to handle and stay calm?
Oh gosh, interactions with my ex, even about my children, because once he realized anything he did to me wasn't going to get to me, he would mess with my children to try to get a reaction out of me. And I've made huge strides in just realizing his behavior is predictable. This is what he's going to do, and we have got this.
So how did you go about changing the way that you were interacting with him? Was it not responding in different ways?
Yeah, I would say it's responding in different ways. So IFS therapy, you know, I would panic like with any interaction as soon as he sent a message. So IFS therapy helped me calm and stay present in the moment. And then ACA taught me to pause, like I don't have to respond right away. And with a lot of education and podcasts towards narcissism, I've been able to just stay out of an argument because typically that's just what he wants.
And then hopefully you won't have to deal with them pretty soon. Years.
Yes.
Are your daughters appreciative of the work that you're doing?
They are. As a matter of fact, now they tell me all the time.
Oh, I see. What is that, a kitty behind you?
Yes. It's one of my voids.
What is it like for them at school? What is school like compared to what it was like when you were a kid?
I feel like it's pretty similar, to be honest, like listening to my kids talk about it. It's as a matter of fact, like my youngest goes to the high school that I graduated from, and it
Really?
sounds nearly the same, really. But my youngest has found a group of friends that's like LGBTQ friendly. They're a tight-knit group of friends. They go to different clubs together, so they've had a good experience there. Just like if you find your people, which, high school, like sophomore year, that's about when you find your people, I think, as far as like for that age.
Have they dabbled in alcohol at all?
No.
Have? No.
No. And that's always like a fear in the back of my head because sometimes it skips a generation. But yeah, we'll see. I can't steal time from today and like worry
No,
about it, you know?
absolutely. No. I mean, as long as they know the risk, there's nothing that you can do about it.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And they do know, like, there are kids in school that they're like well aware that they're doing drugs, and that's not their thing. That's not the people they hang out with.
What is something that currently you feel like is a struggle?
I am still struggling with executive function, just like day to day, like feeding myself, taking care of myself. Sure, I mean, I can do it for my kids, but like, yeah, I would just say executive function. I feel like I'm kind of stuck, like as far as money, and again, just like feeding my body healthy food.
I know it's such a struggle. It can be such a struggle. It's like, why can't I just be more motivated to like really take good care of my body? Have you thought about what you'd like your life to look like as you become more of an empty nester?
No. Honestly, it's such a busy time. Like one of my kids is going to go through driver's ed, and like high school's very intense, and and it's a lot, and we have a whole zoo. But
Yeah, you do.
yeah, I don't know yet.
Still have time.
Yeah.
What are some things that you can say that you're proud about yourself, or like positive things that you can say about yourself that you wouldn't have felt comfortable or would have been able to say when we initially recorded this?
I have a backbone. I think that I was still finding it when we initially recorded that. Like a compassionate backbone, not like a everybody fuck off backbone, but like a respectful boundaries backbone, and that's awesome. Like it's wonderful.
What about something that you like a something that was a belief that was ingrained in you throughout your childhood that you now know is actually not true?
Oh gosh. The first time we recorded this, I was like, well, I am broken. Like clearly it is me and I am fundamentally broken. And I do not believe that anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, you got another hope or dream for the future?
I really almost feel like I'm living it because there are so many things that I worried about, and I was worried about when we first recorded this, and now I feel so incredibly free. There are just things that I chose not to worry about anymore, and now I'm not. And not everything is perfect, and challenges come up, and I can actually choose if I'm going to worry about it and how much energy I put into it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that I'm sure that there were moments through your divorce and navigating all of that, you felt like it was never going to end, right? Like probably just felt like there was no end in sight. And so
Yes.
what was most helpful for you in navigating that?
That really was the hardest thing I've ever done. I reached out to my supports. I utilized the online community and support groups, some good friends, some good family. And I don't know, a whole lot of just belief that I was doing the right thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
That was
I meant to ask you the role that support has played for you. Is it mostly in just knowing that you're not alone, that you're not unique? How has support
Oh,
aided in that
yeah.
journey?
Especially having an online community from different parts of the world. Just knowing that, yeah, my story is not 100% unique. Just knowing that there are people that are supportive, even if they weren't in my immediate vicinity, to know that I can move beyond this. Yeah.
That's great. Really appreciate you. Thanks for
I appreciate
sticking
you.
around. Do you still go to your
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.